Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to California, an unbelievable mistake. Unbelievable mistake. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, Democrat, excellent governor. Some of the people out there, the Trump people, want to recall him over the mask mandate. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They want to recall him over the mask mandate and social distancing because he went with Fauci and the CDC and he goes, okay, you got to wear a mask and okay, you know, social distance and that kind of thing. During the pandemic, at the height of the pandemic, they filed this thing a long time ago in the height of the pandemic. Now most people are vaccinated, but they have the variant out there. They got a lot of people, 30 some odd million people, and he's advised people to wear masks when indoors, even if you're vaccinated, because of the spread of the variant, you're probably okay. If you don't do that, if you're vaccinated, but if you aren't, it's not okay. And the truth is, there are a lot of unvaccinated people everywhere in this country because they refuse to be vaccinated. Over all this stuff, they're going to recall him. They want a Republican in there is what they want. They want a Republican in there is what they want. Filing mistake when he filed. And he had good legal counsel. The idiot who represented him on the form forgot to put down the word Democrat. So Gavin Newsom is on the ballot right now. He looks like an independent, no party affiliation next to him. Caitlyn Jenner is on there, Republican. The Democratic Party, discouraged any other Democrat from voting so as not to dilute the vote. But there's one or two nuts who will get on the ballot and they'll say Democrat that nobody ever heard from. But low information voters are going to go in there. They're going to see Gavin Newsom. Okay, yeah, we know him. He's the governor. What? Okay, he must be independent. Well, I don't know about that. And Caitlyn Jenner, Republican, nah, a couple of other Republicans. But here's Wile E. Coyote or Eddie Jones or something. Democrat. Well, I want a Democrat. You see what I'm saying? Well, that lawyer that did that, I assume, is not working for Gavin Newsom anymore. But it shows you how you can make stupid mistakes at the highest levels of government. So Gavin Newsom has brought suit against his own Secretary of State, the secretary that he appointed, because they did anything wrong, but because he wants an injunction to require the Secretary of State to put the word Democrat after his name on the statewide ballot in the recall, because it would mislead voters. Otherwise, it was a good faith mistake. Now, there's a lot of ways to handle this. If I were the Secretary of State, or if I were on the California Supreme Court, in a heartbeat, I would do that. And frankly, I'd do it for a Republican who made the same mistake. You want correct information to go to voters. You don't want any surprises, hoodwinking, skullduggery. That's what you don't want. But there's a certain mindset in politics that thinks, well, that's the law. You know, they filed it that way. Too bad, so sad. And in the future, you know, what happens if somebody who's bad news and fringe and everything? You know, my view is you bend over backwards to effectuate full information to voters. That's what you do. If they're going to be on the ballot anyway, and that was their party affiliation, maybe there's some penalty, a fine or something, but put it back on. But it is possible. It's possible that Gavin Newsom is going to go into a recall election as Gavin Newsom, you know, riding bareback. Gavin Newsom has no saddle. Gavin Newsom is going to look like an independent. I'll tell you what, Caitlyn Jenner will be Republican and Wile E. Coyote and, you know, whoever else is going to be on there as a Democrat. He'll probably still win because he will send out mailings to everybody saying what happened, but it doesn't make him look good. And the governor of California is frequently, look at Ronald Reagan as a potential presidential candidate in the future and Gavin Newsom as a young guy. Governors of New York and California are always potential presidential candidates. So stand by. Gavin Newsom cannot be recalled. We need him. Do not need a Republican governor of California. We do not need that. a previously undisclosed investigation of Rudy Giuliani. And I'd never heard of this before. He is under federal investigation over illegal Turkish lobbying, like Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn. Now, Michael Flynn had lobbied for the Turkish government, even when he was and the NSA appointee, and didn't disclose it. You can lobby for foreign governments, but you must disclose it. We don't want any surprises. We don't want any sneaking around. We don't want them hiring out of office senators, governors, congressmen who go shining around their friends to have a beer. And by the way, you know, when it comes to Turkey, why don't you suspend the sanctions for their genociding Kurds? What the heck, just among friends. You know, I just occurs to me that's the right thing to do. And you're getting paid. Michael Flynn got 500 grand from the Turkish government. It turns out this investigating Giuliani was he lobbying for the Turkish government, getting paid, and not disclosing it? That's a felony. Now, this is in addition to the other things he did in Ukraine, for which he is really in hot water, very, very hot water. But this is a new investigation, and this is something that is going to be hard for him to wiggle away from, frankly. Hard for him to wiggle away from. Because one guy, Michael Flynn, was already convicted in association with that. Actually, with Flynn, it was for lying to the prosecutor. One of the ways that if you're ever being investigated, that they try to get the underlying stuff is very, very hard to get you on. If you're untruthful to law enforcement, a police officer, even FBI, prosecutor, that's a felony. You can say some things that are funny and seem okay. If you say it to prosecutors, it's a felony. For instance, if they pick you up and say, what's your name? You give them a wrong name, felony. They ask for your address, you give them a fake address, felony, okay? Well, in this one, trying to get Michael Flynn or Giuliani on something like lobbying for the Turkish government, you know, I mean, Flynn easily could have said, well, you know, I'm the NSA director. Once I took office, I wasn't going to do it, but I like to, you know, I have a First Amendment right. I like the Turkish government. I don't know if he read any history. He would like the Turkish government. They ravaged Europe for 1,300 years and imposed, murdered Christians and forcibly converted them all through Europe. But he could say that, even though he didn't mean it. But if he lied to them about doing it, that's the easy way to get them. And that's the way Giuliani, they may go after Giuliani that way. Who knows? They may have him on obstruction. That's what it's called. They may have him on being untruthful. And by the way, if you're untruthful to Congress, it's the same thing. Congress, FBI, police, prosecutor, any of them. So they get these guys. And Flynn got off because he got pardoned by Trump. Oh, I shouldn't say, yeah. Well, not only that, the bar withdrew the charges against him. Remember? The whole Trump apparatus bailed him out. I don't know why they didn't give Giuliani a pardon. Giuliani is vulnerable and he was subservient to Trump. I suspect they may have given him a pocket pardon. They filled it out, gave it to him and didn't announce it. And then he'll whip it out at the right time. Problem with that is he has to prove that it was signed the day it was signed. And it's going to look suspicious and weird. And it could go before a jury. I don't want to get in all the bones of, you know, we're not going to do law school 101 here. The point of the matter is Giuliani is under intense investigation by federal authorities on several fronts. We knew about Ukraine. We knew about a lot of other things, but now they add Turkey. And why these guys don't learn, why they register, just register. No one cares. Register. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.